95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station and racing station, because it is Daytona 500 weekend. And Josh from SR Parade is sitting right there, woo! Bringing us flavors of Michael Waltrip Brewing.
Yeah.
You brought Brian back, didn't you?
I did. It's been a whole year.
Brian, welcome back.
It took a year for, you know, all the restrictions to burn off for me being able to come back to town.
So quite frankly, last time Michael Waltrip was here and he took up all the mic time. He hogged the whole thing up. Now you finally get to speak your piece.
It's my time to shine.
I like this. I like this way better. And you brought us some Michael Waltrip Brewing beers right there, huh?
Yeah, that's the OG. That's our original recipe, the first one that we did.
I'm not going to wait for you to give us permission. We're just cracking right into these right now.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. We got some two-time blonde ale.
Okay. Two-time blonde ale. We had a great story behind this beer last time. If I remember, Michael mentioned something about a blonde.
Always something about a blonde with Michael.
Does this two-time have something to do with Men of Wind?
Well, he says it's either the two Daytona 500 championships or it's a bad girlfriend. We're not sure which.
It's really open to interpretation. Yeah,
it really is.
It's open to the drinker of the beer, depending
indeed
on what you want.
Absolutely.
But you're back, and obviously we know that we can get our Michael Waltrip beers really everywhere. Now, last time it was just all new and fresh and fun. Now it is a mainstay.
Yeah, we got some Total Wine.
Yeah.
Some Walmarts, right. Some Draft,
really?
Like places like Hooters, a few other locations, but you always check out the website.
He's talking about srprot.com/beerfinder where you can find it, you know, but right now you can find it right here on the Morning Hog. First of all, I didn't even know you were a Daytona guy.
Yeah, grew up here.
Right?
Born and raised. Yeah.
Really?
Wow, really?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
There's not many, not many local natives here, but I'm one of them. And my whole family lives here.
Really?
So how do you migrate from here to what you're doing now?
Yeah, it's crazy. So after I graduated from college, I moved back to Daytona and started working for the Speedway back in the Stone Age, when there was dinosaur racing going on. I tell people, like, Richard Petty was an active driver when I started.
Oh, goodness,
that's
really?
How long ago this was.
They had seats on the backstretch back then.
So started working, in the sport, and ended up in Watkins Glen. I was president there for a number of years, and then out to Phoenix. I was president of the track there for about 17 years. So that's where, I met Michael.
Right.
And he and I became, good buddies, and just in the course of hanging out, talking about beer, and if we ever had our own beer, this is how we would do it, and yada yada. And it just sort of kind of came together. And the craziest thing is we decided to do this in Napa Valley. Wine country,
really?
Right? The opposite of where you would start a beer company.
Right.
And we were up there for an event and just got talking about it and said, all right, well, the heck with it. We didn't know enough to know we shouldn't do it. And we just jumped in at that point on a handshake with another friend of ours and said, all right, we're going to do this thing. Okay. And that's how the whole thing got started. And and here we are.
That's awesome.
And last year at this time, the fleet was what, three or four beers basically that were in cans at that point?
That's right. And the two-time blonde is the original recipe. So this is the recipe that launched the company essentially. But
right.
We've got a number of other beers now in distribution. We've got a toasted coconut IPA,
right. Yes.
That's available around town. We've got a Mexican lager that will be basically a seasonal. I don't think we have that here this year. And then I was just mentioning to Josh, we've got a brand new beer that is being packaged right now called Bristol Sunshine, and it's a tangerine and citrus ale. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Ooh, yes,
and it's been the number
one. That sounds delicious.
Oh my God, it's so great. And it's the number one beer in our tap room in Bristol for over a year now.
Really?
And the ladies love it, the guys love it. And so we're excited to get that into cans.
Yeah.
And so that'll be, be coming here in the near future.
Yeah,
Josh.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. And I've been to Bristol a lot of times, and I don't oftentimes get sunshine there. Sunshine and then thunderstorms and then more sunshine. So
that's right.
The beer's always sunny.
That's right. Well, and the name of the beer is Bristol Sunshine. So yeah. Michael talks about it. It's the only BS he likes.
That's a tagline right there. Trademark that today.
Walk around with his own rim shots. That's pretty good. So, obviously, this being the OG and this the original formula, it's like every brewery you run across has their mainstay, right? They have their one beer that's the anchor.
So, usually when I go to a brewery, the first thing I try is either blonde or their lager.
Okay.
There's not a lot that, you can't hide a lot in that type of beer, and this is fantastic. So, they ain't hiding nothing.
And it does feel like there's some fruit backbone in here, too.
I'd imagine that'd be some of the hops and some of the
it's little citra hops,
right?
Yeah, and that's on purpose. We started working on this recipe, you know, one of the things that Michael and I both wanted was a little bit cleaner finish. And some of the blondes, especially out west where we kind of started this craziness, some of the blondes out there, to my palate, seemed a little flabby, a little heavy. And we wanted something a little bit lighter that you could enjoy on a golf course or at the racetrack or by your pool. And so we purposefully went for that, you know, kind of that little citrus, just a tinge, you know, just a little bit of citrus on the back.
I can imagine how fun that process is, though, to be, you know, sample, you know, first runs of stuff and be like, nah, let's tweak it slightly. Yeah. This is what we're looking for. And then finally land on something. It's like, all right, we got it.
Yeah. Working on recipes is I tell everybody, this is the best part of my job.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, and all the stuff that never sees the light of day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sort of the craziness. But, yeah, we're up at the brewery in Bristol. Our head brewer has been doing this for 40 plus years, and so he's, you know, forgotten more than I'll ever know. And we'll go into the laboratory, Jack's laboratory, and we'll work on these recipes, and you never know what's going to come out of there. And that's how the Bristol Sunshine got started.
Really,
it was we were working on a base beer, and we were trying to make something else, and so the
seems to be the story for a lot of beers.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it started as A and it turned into C.
Correct, correct. So the joke at the brewery is we call it the holiday ale, because that's what we were trying to make, was a holiday ale.
Really,
and we could get close. We just couldn't get it to where we felt like, okay, this is something we feel proud to put our name on. And so it'd be, you know, just too much cinnamon, not enough nutmeg, and this was going on and on. Well, you know, the holidays are coming at us. You know, they're not going to stop. And so finally, we just kind of gave up and said, all right, well, the heck with it. Let's just throw a bunch of tangerine in and let's see what happens. And so we were tasting it. I said, man, this is pretty good. So we went out to the tap room, and we had some guinea pigs, also known as customers, were sitting there. And I said, hey, do you guys mind trying some beer? And everybody loved it. And so that gave us the courage to keep going. And then, you know, over time, we kind of worked on the recipe and got it in shape. But the joke around the brewery is, you know, we talk about, you know, making holiday ale. It's really our other beer. Yeah.
Which is ironic that this weekend is like a holiday for me and all these race fans. Absolutely. It's what you get in town. So this is like the perfect opportunity for you to go pick up some Michael Waltrip beers. And and by the way, Steve will give you a lesson later on how to pack a cooler and take it to the Speedway.
Perfectly packed, right?
Yes,
I got you.
Yeah, he's got a lot of skills coming up. That and more, round two, next, Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh S. Aparat, Brian, Michael Waltrip Brewing.
Cheers!